Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Philippians, chapter number 3, and we begin in verse number 10, where the Bible says, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death." We're looking at the thought this week at the pursuit of the resurrected life, the pursuit of the believer. The scripture says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. It wasn't that the Apostle Paul did not know Christ. He certainly did know Christ. As far as in the power of salvation, it occurred there on the road to Damascus when that bright light appeared to him, brighter than the light of the noonday sun, and the voice, "Saul, Saul." And so, certainly the Lord save the Apostle Paul from a life of Phariseeism. And even though he was strict in his religion, he was lost without God, and he had set forth to persecute the very disciples of Christ. Well, when he's asking here, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection," he goes on, he's not talking about in salvation, but rather he's talking about in sanctification. He's talking about a resurrected life. And he says, "And the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead." Well, again, we're looking, rather than a physical resurrection of a body after he dies, he's looking for something more. He's looking for something in life rather than in death. The word resurrection, it's not the normal word that we see used here in the scripture, but it means something special from God. He was looking to something in contrast to what this world had to offer. He said that I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. In other words, he was wanting free from this old body of sin, the resurrection body. Disease can't harm it. There's no sorts of lust or anything of that nature that can harm the resurrection body. It's immune to those things. The Apostle Paul was saying, "I want that in life. I'm not waiting just till I die and I'm resurrected, but I want that power of the resurrection in my life." And so he was in a pursuit of that, and he was dedicated to that pursuit. He said that I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. And he went on to say this, "if by any means." That shows us a little bit about the passion of the whole thing. The purpose was that he might be free from the bonds of this flesh through the resurrection of Christ living in him, the power of the resurrection. And he said that I might attain to the resurrection. And he went on to say, they're beginning there, "if by any means." Now, if by any means, he said, "the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death." A lot of people are saying, "Well, give me that power. Yes, I'd like that." But when you read the second part of Philippians 3:10, not many people are willing to go there. No, they're not willing to be to share in the fellowship of his suffering. They're not willing to be made conformable unto his death, talking about Christ's death. And so there is the purpose in this thing, the purpose in this pursuit, this allegiance that the Apostle Paul talks about, that they might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. There is the passion in this. He said, "if by any means, whatever it costs, whatever it takes." And then there is, if you will, the prerequisite. Paul come to the place in his life, he said, "I want the resurrection power. I want to know Christ more than anything else on earth." And my friend, he did know Christ, probably more so than any person that's lived since the time of Christ. One of the greatest men that's changed the world more than any other man, the Apostle Paul, because of his allegiance to the pursuit of this passion and this goal. Father, we pray you take the words today, use them to your glory, and we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.